This is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's rendering in what it would normally be called Bengali verse or in Goria Bhasha, the second verse of Shikshashtaka. What's the second verse of Shikshashtaka? Nam nam akari bahudani jasarva shaktis tatrar pitani amitasmaranena kalaha etadrishita vakripa bhagavan mamapi durdaiva midrishami hajani nanuragaha. The Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given his Bengali, not exactly, it's translation mixed with commentary in verse form. And he's done this for Shikshashtaka, for Radhashtaka, for Manashiksha, Raghunath Das Goswami. And he always presents it with his, from his own personal perspective. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks Shikshashtaka from his perspective. Ai nanda tanaja kinkaram. How does the verse go? Ai nanda tanaja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam bhato kripaya tava pada pankaja saduli sadrisham vichinta. So it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is me. It's my. He's teaching the whole world, but specifically stating about himself. Ashlishava padaritam pinashtu ma adarshanan marma hatam karo tuva yata tata vidatatu lambato mat prana natas tu se evana paraha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expressing in the here ma means he's in the mood of Radharani. So Bhaktivinoda, but these songs are meant for everyone to recite. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is reciting the second verse of Shikshashtaka from his perspective. He brings his perspective, his personal perspective, because bhakti is personal. Through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and through all the acharyas, we can enter into the mood that they have. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's kirtan is... Here we have Bhaktivinoda Chitta. The last line says, Bhaktivinoda Chitta. We can enter into that level of consciousness by his mercy. The level of consciousness he lives in. Bhaktivinoda, he very frankly expressed himself in so many songs. Through Bhaktivinoda Thakur we have complete entry into the spiritual world, how to live in this world, but by consciousness be in the spiritual world. So he's praying, Tuhu Doya Shagara. It's very simple language. You can all understand. You are an ocean of mercy. Tariyate prani nama anek tua shikauli ani. To save prani, means the jivas. You have brought your many names, which you teach. So very simply stated, Shakal shakati dei name toha gahane rakale nahi kalabicha. So that's clearly taken from the Shikshashtaka. Nija nam namakari bahuda nija sarva shakti. So shakala shakti dei name toha. And there's no kala bicha. There's no consideration of time. And time here means everything else. Not only time. There's no mundane consideration in this. It means that to perform a yajna, there are so many considerations. It must be in a pure place at an auspicious time by properly qualified brahmanas, kshatriyas, and vaishyas must be there. Vaishyas must have produced the goods, everything. The intention has to be according to dharma. The mantras must be pronounced properly. There's so many considerations. But in Sankirtan Yajna, it is kayate shuite jata tata namaloi desha kala niyam nahi sarva siddhihoi. That even when you're eating, you can perform Sankirtan Yajna. You can't eat and perform fire sacrifice. That you're putting the swaha and chewing at the same time. It's not possible. It's not imaginable. But kayate shuite jata tata namaloi, in any situation, eating, sleeping, whichever way, however, if one takes the holy name of Krishna, there's no consideration of desha kal. There's no consideration of time, place, circumstance. Anyone, anywhere, anytime, any place, any circumstance can chant the holy names and sarva siddhi hoy. So these verses, I'll go on more. Sri nama chintamani tohari shaman vishe bilaili karuna nidan. So nam is compared to chintamani. You touch, all your desires are fulfilled. All your names are equal, and you distribute them throughout the world because you are an ocean of mercy. Tua doya achen parama udara. Your mercy is most. This is your mercy. You're so merciful. This is your most magnanimous. Mahavadanya. These prayers were Shikshashri spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now Bhaktivinoda Thakur is addressing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You're most merciful. So just see the highest good is offered to everyone by the all merciful Lord in the most easy manner. And now here comes the dilemma. Then holy name is offered to everyone. Everyone can take it. Holy name is Chintamani, gives everything. Everything is Krishna is giving himself. What more is that? Everything. He's giving himself as the holy name. He is none different from the holy name. He is the holy name. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, mama durdaiva, due to my bad luck, I have no taste. Nanuraga, no taste. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, atishoy mandanat bhaga hamara nahi janamalo name anuraga mo bhaktivinoda chitta dukhe vibho. But I am, my Lord, I am extremely unfortunate. My taste for the holy name, nahi janamalo name anuragamo. I never, attachment to the holy name never developed, it never began in me, and therefore my heart is overwhelmed by distress. So this is the paradox, or the, what's the word? There's one thing, the great mercy of the Lord, and on the other hand, the great fortune that we have, that He has given us Himself as the holy name, and our great misfortune that we have no taste for that. What could be worse? Who's in a worse situation? A poor man who's poor from birth, or one who's rich and loses all his money? They're in the same situation. They're both poor. They both are struggling for a living. But one who knows what it means to live in luxury, for them it's devastating. For one who's never known what is luxury, they pull on. For one who's known what is that, then it, although apparently they're in the same situation, the rich man who lost everything he feels himself much worse. So it's said that there are two kinds of happy people and one kind of unhappy person. The two kinds of happy people are the fully self-realized transcendentalist and the fool. He thinks he's happy, like an ass. He has no knowledge of spiritual realization. He thinks, I have enough money, I have friends, I praise them, they praise me, and we're all happy. Like this hog in the stool is happy, thinking I'm happy eating stool. And unhappy is that someone who's trying to come to the spiritual platform. Actually, he's also happy, but his consciousness is elevated beyond that of the stool eaters. Nayang deho deha bhajang riloke kashtan kaman arhate virbujam ye tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shudhyad yasmad brahma sokyam tvanantam. His consciousness is elevated beyond the stool eaters, which is that the same basic level of consciousness that almost every so-called human being is in. And he's aspiring for Brahma Sukh, but at the present time not attained that. So he's also said to be unhappy. But actually the happiness of even trying to attain Brahma Sukh is far better than that of the stool-eating level of trying to get material happiness. So the topmost happiness, or real happiness, is that of spiritual existence. And there are various levels of spiritual happiness also, of which the topmost level is that of distress. The distress of separation from Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially came to inform about this. So Bhaktivinod, his name is Bhaktivinod. Vinod means he's always full of happiness. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs, we find great happiness and great distress. We'll find that some of his songs are very happy and some are very sad. This is one of the very sad ones. There are so many happy songs. Shuddha Bhakata Charana Pratidi Bhashe Paramashuke Shikara Koraye Taha. What is it? Krishna Bhakate Vinod Krishna Bhajane Anukul Pai Jaha Pratidi Bhashe Paramashuke Shikara Koraye Taha. Whatever I find, Bhaktivinoda says, in your service, whatever is anukul for that, he describes so many things. Mridanga Bada Shunite Man. What is that? Mridanga is Abhasha Shada Jache. Gora Bihita Kirtana Shuni Anande Hridaya Nache. So he's expressing his happiness in the processes of bhakti. But here is expressing distress. Name anuraga na janamala mo bhakati vinoda chitta dukhe vibho. But that distress, that is the highest happiness. That Bhaktivinoda, he says, I have no attachment to the holy name. Actually, he's singing in this song how Krishna is so merciful. It's not said, but it's implied that he has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute his holy name. So, but practically, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is non different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in as much as he revived the movement for distributing the holy name. He identified himself in Nityananda Prabhu's Naam Hatta. There are so many roles. He gave himself the role of the Parimarjak, which means the sweeper who cleans up. He gave himself the most humble position. But practically, he made a revival of the propagation of the holy name, and we'll find in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings, again and again and again, he's praising the holy name of Krishna. That's another, Namashtaka. He made a Bengali rendition of that. A whole book he wrote, Harinam Chintamani. We'll find again and again in his songs, he's praising the glories of the holy name, either partially within a song. This Udila Varana Purava Bhagi describes how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting kirtan, and then he's saying that Krishna Nam Sudha Koryapan Jurao Bhakati Vinodra. Make me, you make me happy by drinking the nectar of this holy name. Nam Vina Kichu Nahi Kovar Chodabhuvana Manja. There's nothing but the holy name within the 14 worlds. So again and again within his songs, he's praising the glories of the holy name. And then so many songs he's written describing, specifically dedicated to the holy name. Kobe Hobe Bolo Shede Nama, Krishna Nam Dhare Koto Bol. So many songs he's written. So he's obviously completely absorbed in chanting the holy names of Krishna and propagating the holy name to others and glorifying the holy name. But he says, Name Anuragna Janamalomo. He feels, I don't have any attachment. He's completely and totally immersed in Harinam Chintamani, but he feels, I have no attachment. Because he feels that Krishna is so unlimited. And whatever feeling I have for him is so limited that I have no attachment. So he feels himself very unhappy that I didn't have any attachment for the holy name. But that distress of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that feeling of distress, that is the topmost platform of spiritual life. That is worshipable by the all devotees. The followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are known as Rupa Anuga, followers of Rupa Goswami, because Rupa Goswami gave the path of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He explained it. He manifested it within the world. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Soyam Rupa. Rupa Goswami has established that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire within this world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is described as Rupanuga Var, the best of the Rupanugas. So the Gauriya Vaishnavas, they are known as Rupanugas. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasar Thakur, he also referred to the Bhaktivinoda Dhara, the line following Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What Hare Krishna. What Rupa Goswami gave, Bhaktivinoda Thakur again gave, but just like Shukamukha Adamrita Drava Sangyatam, what Vyasadev gave, Vyasadev, who is described as Bhagavan, he is, in the matter of delivering Srimad Bhagavatam, he is, Bhagavan himself directly couldn't have done a better job. And then Shukadev, Bhagavan Badarayanaha, he's made it even better. So what Rupa Goswami has given, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given that again, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he has described the followers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur as Bhaktivinoda Dhara. It means the flow, the current. Bhaktivinoda Dhara kokono ruddha hoibena. In one of his last statements, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, seeing practically that his Gauriya Math institution was about to be crumbled or ruptured or burned, or different words may be used, but he said he was insinuating that the institution that may be ruptured, but Bhaktivinoda Dhara kokono ruddha hoibena, the line of thought of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that will never be stopped in the world. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is his line of thought, ultimately culminating in that that he says that Radha Pokkhapati, Radha Pokkhapati Amishoda, that he is always, like I said, very frankly, he's expressed everything. So he's given the whole spiritual world up to his own position as being always inclined to Radharani. So this Bhaktivinoda Chitta Dukhe Vibho, Bhaktivinoda full of joy, the joy of bhakti. But his heart, it seems to swing in a pendulum between ulas, that extreme happiness, and dukhe vibho, extreme sadness. But they're both expressions of the same thing, of Bhaktivinoda. Bhaktivinoda Chitta. Bhaktivinoda has expressed his heart throughout all his songs. So we can try to sing the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What is his appreciation of Harinam? What is his appreciation of Krishna? What is his appreciation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radha Pokkhapati Takiya Sarvada, he said. So, yeah, this is postgraduate studies. Postgraduate. This Einstein, he didn't even get in. He didn't even get in the entrance class. He didn't even get in the kindergarten of the. So many great rishis, they never even got in the kindergarten. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's kindergarten. The Atato Brahma Jignasa. We can say that's the kindergarten of spiritual life. To inquire into Brahma. Kintad Brahma Kimadhyatma. What is Brahma? What is the supreme truth? What is the nature of spirit? So they're inquiring, but they're inquiring into the wrong thing. Even the Mimamsakas, they inquire, Atato Dharma Jignyasa. But Dharma, as they understand it, is something simply material. So what is the nature of Brahma? What is the absolute truth? So that's the Rishi's kindergarten. To inquire into the impersonal absolute. And that is described, that and beyond, in Bhagavad Gita. That is primary education. In Srimad Bhagavatam, that is highest, highest education. And then for the genius class, there is Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then if we're really going to appreciate Chaitanya Charitamrita, then we can sing the songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas, how they are personally experiencing Krishna in their lives. So they're very kindly given some insights. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that at every moment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Ananta Shesh, he couldn't describe even one moment, even in billions of years. Now you may say, well, that's an exaggeration, isn't it? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he moved his head from one side to the other. And Ananta Shesh, he can't explain that in trillions of years. Isn't that an exaggeration? It's not an exaggeration. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at every moment, it's not just moving his head from one side to the other, but his experience, his multifaceted experience of Krishna with all varying emotions is unlimited. So the acharyas have expressed a little bit of that, what they are experiencing. By Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, Bhaktivinoda Chitta Dukhe Vibho. We can get, if we are very fortunate, we can get a tiny, tiny little look, like a crack of light in the darkness. We can get a tiny little look by Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mercy into his heart and realize that a tiny vision of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's heart drowns and renders insignificant all talks of philosophy and science and history and dharma and everything there is in the world, because he is in touch with the highest reality that we also need to be in touch with. And when we're in touch with that, then everything in the world is, we can see, is totally insignificant. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was sitting at Swananda Sukhata Kunja in Godrum, singing, chanting, looking over towards Mayapur, writing. He had his satsanga. Devotees would come. Siddhanta Saraswati was serving him. They would read. He wouldn't allow any nonsense talks. He was very strict. Every day he would have Siddhanta Saraswati read Chaitanya Charitamrita. From time to time he would intersperse some commentary. And then sometimes on hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita, he would get up and just automatically start dancing in ecstasy. So, if anyone has a lifetime to spare, but you can't do because you're all married people, but if there's any young men who would like to, they can, I'll give you some work. You can do some research and write some books on Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And there may be someone somewhere who will appreciate. But we should glorify the acharyas. In this way we'll make our life perfect. Srila Prabhupada wrote to the then Achyutananda Swami, who made the first ISKCON songbook, Songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas. And still the same, we had the same basic songbook today. So Prabhupada said that by glorifying the acharyas, your life will be perfect. But people, they don't understand. We want to glorify Prabhupada, but people in general, they don't appreciate, because they don't appreciate Krishna consciousness. They think it's some religion. Some governments have given a certificate. Krishna consciousness is a bona fide religion, as if we need their certificate. That they've put us in the box. They shifted Krishna consciousness from the box of an obscure, undesirable cult into another box of bona fide religion. But it's just, they've shifted it from one misunderstanding to another misunderstanding, that's all. If they think it's a bona fide religion, they don't. It's not a bona fide religion. It's the only need of every living being. It's not a religion. You go to church on Sunday or the mosque on Friday. You follow a set of rules because I'm a follower of Hare Krishna movement. Therefore, I don't eat meat, fish, or eggs. And in some religions, they don't eat pork. And in some religions, they don't eat beef. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given his book, Jaiva Dharma. This is the only function of every jiva. So we should glorify the acharyas, but who will understand? Only those who have some. If we can appreciate Krishna somewhat by the mercy of the acharyas, then we can begin to understand the position of the acharyas who are giving us Krishna. But if we don't, the example from the Bible, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur also uses in one of his songs, that there's no use to cast pearls before the swine. Swine means pigs. If you put pearls in front of a pig, the pig's not interested. In Bhagavad Gita, there's that statement that samaloshtashma kanchana. A self-realized person sees stones, gold, and mud as the same. Well, so does a pig. That doesn't mean the pig's self-realized. It's just that he's a pig, that's all. The pig has no discrimination because he can only discriminate between what? Stool and non-stool. If you give the pig halva cooked with suji, ghee, sugar, he won't like it. You have to eat it, and then what you pass out the next day, he likes processed halva. He doesn't like it directly. So he's a pig. He cannot appreciate. So people, they cannot appreciate Krishna consciousness. And how are they going to appreciate the acharyas? So Prabhupada was saying to Achyutananda that glorify the acharyas, your life will be perfect. How did he glorify? By putting their songs, making their songs available to others, and singing them. So we can glorify the acharyas by making their teachings available to others, and by singing their songs. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs especially, in the Bhaktivinoda Dhara, his songs are very important for us. We can also sing the two songs in Bengali we know that Prabhupada composed. These two we know of. And there are many beautiful songs. In our Sampradaya, Vallabhacharya has also composed so many beautiful songs praising Krishna. But especially in our Gauriya line, because the Gauriyas, they praise Radha and Krishna together, and this way Krishna is happy most. We don't sing Mira Bhajans, because she's only say, Esho, Esho, Giridhari. You come here, Giridhari. But where's Radha? She doesn't... But we sing Radha Krishna Pranamo. Radha and Krishna. We'll serve them to... We've come to serve... Or we're desiring to serve them together. Not that you come here, Krishna, and I'll enjoy you. It's a different attitude altogether. So, well, Mira wasn't a gross materialist, that's for sure. She was a devotee of Krishna. But this kind of devotion, we don't find it very palatable. That we want to see Krishna joined with Radha. That's Gauriya. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is the ideal Gauriya. We should aspire for this. Bhaktivinoda. If we can be blessed with the distress that Bhaktivinoda Thakur feels, or even a particle of the distress that Bhaktivinoda Thakur feels in not feeling attachment for the holy names, then our lives will also be successful. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his last few days in our presence, he asked for this song, for all this Shikshastaka to be sung. And hearing these words, this Atishoy Mandanat Bhagga Hamara Name Anurag Na Janamelamo Bhakati Vinoda Chitta Dukhe Vipa. Hearing these words, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur clapped his hand to his head and tears streamed from his eyes in thinking, I have no attachment to the holy names. The powerful acharya who had given the holy name to so many and fought with the whole world just to convince them that everything you are doing is completely useless unless you have any attachment for the holy name. That acharya, even among acharyas, he, in his humility, felt, I spent my whole life, I have no attachment for the holy name. So this kind of humility, this dukhe vibhor, this overwhelmed with grief, if we can actually feel that, not imitate that, overwhelmed with grief that I could have no attachment for the holy name, but actually Bhaktivinoda Thakur is completely, totally, in all respects, fully attached to the holy name of Krishna, but so much attached to the holy name of Krishna that he feels my attachment is wholly insufficient and practically not even any attachment. His attachment is so great that he feels that what attachment I have, that's not really attachment at all. I should be so much more attached. And therefore he's overwhelmed by transcendental grief. So this is to be aspired for, or at least worshipped. We see on the altar the picture of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all our acharyas. We can bow down. That is bowing down before the acharyas. Even if we can't do anything else, we can do that. Sri Ramanuja Acharya Pad, as just before he passed away from this world, he gave many instructions for all time, for his followers. One of them was, if you're just completely useless and you can't do anything else, just go and sit in the presence of the Vaishnavas. Don't say anything, because if you say something, it'll be rascaldom and nonsense. Just sit. Just sit in their presence. You didn't get the idea to serve them. Just sit and be with them. You'll be benefited. So, Hare Krishna. We'll finish there. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Sri Bhaktivinoda Dhara ki jai. Hare Krishna. Any question in this regard? So please read Srila Prabhupada's books. I'm asking you again and again. We have to associate with the acharyas. They've given us their association by writing. So we should take advantage of their association. What gifts they have left those gifts in the form of books. These books are not just books. We can print books. We can print books on so many different topics, but these books, they're not just books. They are the presence of so many acharyas. Srila Prabhupada said, by reading my books, you get in contact with all the previous acharyas. So read these books and come up beyond the kindergarten level to the self-realized level. Hare Krishna. We'll finish there. It's late and you all have to go to the office or whatever it is tomorrow. So we'll finish there. You have a question?
So beautiful listening to these are very high topics. Probably that's why they were very difficult to ask any questions. Also, it's possible to also do one some of the bhajans in the next meeting that we have on Tuesday.
We should actually sit and sing all day, every day, all of these, and discuss. There's nothing else to do. Yeah, we should. But to enter into these topics again, we require some education also. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as I say, is given the full range of education. Sometimes he sings this. Amar jibon shada pape rata nahika punnera lesh. Sometimes he sings, my life, in my life I'm simply attached to sin. There is not even a trace of any piety. And other times he sings, Amitoshananda shukadabashi radhika madhava charanadasi. I'm a resident of Swananda Sukhada Kunja, a maidservant of Radhika and Madhava. So, where should we begin? We maybe better begin with Amar Jivan Shada Pape Rota. That's where we belong. But we can look also. He didn't neglect to publish all of these songs, so we can see that even though we are the now our position might be Purishera Kito Hoite Muishe Logishta. I may be, now my position is worse, less significant than that of a worm in stool, but by the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I can also go to Swananda Sukhada Kunja. Which doesn't mean, as I've many times said, you can go to Navadvip Dham, take your camera, take photos, and say, I went there. But really going there means to sing the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who eternally resides there. And sing means not just sing, but by his mercy, if we do sing this, then we can enter into that. That's why I'm saying these songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas, they're on the post-postgraduate level. They're a doorway into the spiritual world. How can one get attachment to the holy name? What does Bhaktivinoda Thakur say about that? What's the answer? You know this song, Kobe Hobe Bolo Shede Nama? Amar Aparadha Guchi Shudhaname Ruchi Kripa Bale Hobe Hridaya Shamcha. So by becoming free from offenses, by the mercy of the Lord who is His holy name, we can attain Harinama Ruchi. Taste for that, sometimes there is Harinama Ruchi, Name Anurag. Anurag and Ruchi, they're different stages of the same attachment. Anurag means attachment with affection. And Ruchi means taste. Chant. You get taste by chanting. Chant more and more. Yeah, if there are any young men, you want to send your boy for higher studies, give him to me. And train him up in the highest. Instead of studying stool, we can go to the spiritual world. We need a young man. There are so many things to do, but where is the time? I'm 50 years old now to 51. So to do this, to study deeply Bhaktivinoda, then that will itself will take 20 years. And I'm running here and there. So where's the time? There's so many important things to do in study, research, writing. But now, I don't have the time for any major projects. Even ones I started, I don't know if I can finish them. So if there are some young men who can take this up, if you want, I can give one project to one person, lifetime project, at least 20 years. Want to study Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings? And actually it's not 20 years, it's lifetimes. Unlimited. Ananta Shesh cannot describe in millions of lifetimes even one word in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings. But at least some idea. So many themes are there. There's some digdarshan, some indication has been given there in that book. Sri Bhaktivinoda Bani Baiba. But that's just a beginning. Just a beginning. It needs to be studied. Some ridiculous person called a scholar made some study of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. His PhD thesis. Poor man. He got the right subject, but he got the wrong approach. He was saying Bhaktivinoda, he was analyzing Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings, and he said he was subject to bouts of depression. Such an idiot. That depression, this Bhaktivinoda chitta dukhe vibhoy, he doesn't understand this depression. That is the highest bliss. So this kind of study, we don't want the rascal study. PhD, not that kind of study. But as Prabhupada writes, one has to get a PhD from Ramananda Rai. Mundane scholars cannot enter into the talks between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. So, We don't need stamp appreciation from the scholars, mundane scholars. We want appreciation from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Serve his mission. So, like these themes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Nam Tattva, Bhaktivinoda and Dham Tattva, these three things he would always talk about. Gaura Nam, Gaura Dham, and what's the third one? Anyone know? Gaura Kam. He instructed Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to serve Gaura Nam, Gaura Dham, and Gaura Kam. And what is Gaura Kam? Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Yang Dadati Swapadantika. Gaura Kam, his internal calm, is this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Ashlishava Padaratam Pinashtumam, that is experiencing the mood of Radharani. And his external calm, or his desire for everyone else, is Priti Vite Ache Jata Nagaradi Gram Sabata Prachar Hoibe Morana. So this whole Krishna conscious movement is under the guidance of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the ongoing or following acharyas serving Gaura Nam, Gaura Dham, and Gaura Kam. But you'll find in his writings so many wonderful things, but about Gaura Nam, Krishna Nam, and Gaura Dham. Of course, he's not the only one, but especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is the pranam mantra is there, Jagannath Das Babaji, that Gauravi Bhava Bhume Strong Nirdeshta. He has ascertained the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, practically, he has revealed the Dham of Navadvip as the 8 Goswamis did of the 8 or 9 Goswamis did of Vrindavan Dham. So he has revealed the Dham, and in his writings he has shown how Navadvip Dham is non-different to Vrindavan Dham, and how he is living at Swananda Sukhada Kunja, but he is simultaneously in Gaura Dham and Vraja Dham. There's no difference. As Narottam Das has expressed, all the Vaishnava Acharyas have expressed. So you're saying it's true. It's very deep topics. Very deep topics. We go on Parikrama and we say this place, that place. But again, it's not just a historical or geographical understanding. We go to one place, we hear a story, we say Hari Bol and we move on. But what is Gaura Dham? We can understand through the writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So it requires a lot of work. To research means there are books, they're there, you can read them. But to dig out the jewels, to find the jewels, that requires some insight also. Just like someone is walking and in some area, and there's some kind of, one person doesn't notice, there's some kind of dirty looking stone. He doesn't notice and doesn't bother and walks on, and someone else sees, oh, this is an emerald. It's a raw emerald. One who's trained in geology or gemology, they can recognize this is valuable jewel. So someone else, a mundane scholar, they may even study the writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but they're not trained in the transcendental science. So they may even praise him for his literary qualities, but they don't know how to praise him. because they don't know the actual science. In one of our books, PBT Publications, they had a photograph, the beautiful scenery of Mayapur. I asked them, don't put this next time. You put a photo, then people say, well, this is beautiful scenery. But actually, I like the scenery of, I'm born in France, I like the scenery of France better. It's more beautiful. They don't understand. There's the beautiful scenery that is not visible to the mundane eye. The actual scenery, you see some rice fields. That's not seen. We have to see through how the acharyas saw, what they are seeing. So, yeah, it's not, like I say, it's not kindergarten stuff that we. What the acharyas are giving us. So we should know, at least we should aspire. We may be on a kindergarten level, but we should aspire to serve the dust of the lotus feet of the acharyas. Shuddha bhakata charana renu bhajana anukula. We should aspire to serve that. What gifts? Nitai ni kinam enechere. These are all sayings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What name has he given? What have they come to give us? And what is our ability to perceive that or collect it? Or? But at least we have to try. The people of the world, they are unfortunate. They have no understanding, no entry, no beginning idea of Krishna consciousness. And they think they're doing us a favor by saying it's a bona fide religion. Of course, for logistical purposes, that's very good. If they say that, for logistical purposes in preaching. But we need a certificate from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, not from some beef-eating scholar who says, yes, it's very good, it's bona fide. So, yeah, any young men, if they have a life, I can give you projects. Many important things to do. Many, many important. So many books have to be written. So much research. Hare Krishna.